Hello guys, what is up? This is Chris coming to you live from a lovely Romania. I'm in a village having fun, enjoying life, meeting new people, creating experiences. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are crushing it. Hope you guys are happy. Hope you guys are loving this life as you should. Today is Sunday, and even though I'm not in the sunny Cyprus, I'm in the rainy Romania. I love it. I simply love it. And I want to talk about motivation. Motivation. As always, on Sundays we talk about motivation. What is motivation? What is driving you to live? You know? What is your purpose? Why do you wake up every day? Why do you think you wake up every day? Why do you think you're still alive? No? What do you have to offer to this world? Think about that. Think about what's motivating you to wake up. I mean, why are you waking up? Are you waking up for yourself? Are you waking up because you love yourself? Are you waking up because you can offer something to this world? Are you waking up because you can make this world a better place right here, right now, in your own beautiful way? Or are you waking up and feeling like, oh, it's another shit day? Nah. It's morning already. Yeah. I'm bored. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. Take it from the roots, you know? Take it from the roots. What are like your fundamental motivations? That's the key. That is the biggest key, because your fundamental motivations are going to make the rest of your motivations. You start from your fundamentals. And when you start from the fundamentals, slowly, the actions are just unfolding, your goals are unfolding, and you start setting up new motivations. And like, you have the fundamental motivations, and then you have other motivations that create the bigger picture, you know? Because all of your motivation comes from your core, from your heart. And let's say you wake up in the morning and you're like, I want to make this world a better place. Boom! That's it. That's your motivation. How do you want to make the world a better place? I want to make the world a better place through music, for example. Boom. That's the second step. Music is the second step. So you're motivating yourself to make music because you love music, so you can make the world a better place. So the second motivation, which is music, which is an action, which is an art, is serving your deep fundamental motivation. Because I'm pretty sure you've been through this, we've all been through this stuff, like you do a lot of things and you don't even know why you're doing them. And you don't know why you're doing them because they're not serving your true motivations. And when they're not serving your true motivations, you're not feeling fulfilled. You're not waking up in the morning feeling like, this life is beautiful, this life is great. How can I make this world a better place? How can I improve this world? When you start thinking like that, you start creating a better place around you, you know? And then that's when you realize that you must it doesn't even cross your mind to compare yourself with anybody else but yourself. It's all about you. How do you want to make this world a better place? It doesn't matter if you're not making a little money. It doesn't matter if you don't do what your cousin did. It doesn't matter if your friend achieved more. There's no such thing as he achieved more, because you have your own desires, you have your own motivations. When you're so aligned with your motivations and you feel them and you live for them, you are the motivations. Every single moment you are the motivation. That's all you see. That's all you think about. You focus on what's right for you. And that's the most important thing. When you focus on what's right for you, when you focus on what's good for you, when you focus on what you want, that's what you're going to get. Because that way you start eliminating the bad thoughts. You could label them as the bad thoughts. You start eliminating all this stuff. And you only see good. Like every situation, you just see good. Like how can this serve me? You know? You know that everything is serving your higher purpose. And your higher purpose is your fundamental motivations. You have to find those fundamental motivations. For so many people, it's so different, you know? But like for most people, it should be like, I want to make this world a better place. Like, say this every day when you wake up in the morning, like, it's a beautiful day and I'm going to make this world a better place. I am making this world a better place right here, right now. Something great is going to happen today. Think like that. Like, when your goal is to make this world a better place, like genuinely a better place, like everything you think about turns into that. And every action you do turns into that. How beautiful is that? Think about it. Like, every action you take is a step towards making this world a better place. How can you lose when that happens? How can you not be happy? How can you not be fulfilled? There's no such thing as darkness. There's no such thing as bad things. There's only fulfillment because you're focused on what you want. When you look at all the people around you, like, they complain and they bitch about it. And like, even the smallest complaints, like the traffic, you know, oh, it's so much traffic today, or the weather is bad. That means that something's wrong with them, you know? I mean, in terms of motivations, because they don't feel like, they don't appreciate the moment. They don't feel genuine. They prefer to cry about the traffic or the weather while it's great, you know? It's fine. I mean, the traffic is there because the traffic is there. You have traffic in your life. You have different kinds of weather in your life. Why would you spend time, like, bitching about it? Or feeling like, oh, I hate this weather. Oh, I only want the sun, blah, 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 blah. When you do that, you start messing up the pathways, you know, because you're giving out bad energy. And yeah, like, it's a really small thing, but all of the small things make the big picture, you know. And when you start setting up your motivations and all these things, you'll start seeing that as time goes by, you change so much. You change the way you talk, you change the way you think, and you realize the power of words. Because words are really powerful. What you say to yourself is really, really, really powerful. And that's, like, I think, the number one denominator of your success. And when I say success, I mean go big on life, go big on money, go big on happiness, go big on relationships, go big on career, go big on everything. Why? Because you deserve to go big on everything. The thinking determines how big you actually become. So why not think sky high? I mean, I don't remember who it was. I think Thomas Edison, I'm not 100% sure. He's like, you're going to think, so you might as well think big, right? I mean, you're thinking anyway, so think big. Think big. Think that you're influencing all of the world. Whatever it is you're doing right now, your passion, your preach, feel it like it comes from your heart. Let love and good emotions drive that. And sky's the limit. No, not sky's the limit. Like, you are your own limit. Your thoughts are the limit. When you remove the limit from your thoughts, you start creating magic. Why? Because you genuinely want to make this world a better place. Because think about it. This earth, this beautiful planet, is free for every human being. You don't pay rent to earth. You might pay rent for your house, you might pay for your car, blah, 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 but you don't pay to come to this world. It's free to come to this world. And I mean, what's the least you can do? I mean, I believe that, like, if everybody was like, yo, how can I make this world a better place? But, like, genuinely think about that. I mean, I believe that's the greatest, like, way to repay the universe, the force, God, Allah, Jesus, whoever it is you believe in, you know? It doesn't matter. That's the greatest way to repay, like, to make the most out of yourself. And to make the most out of yourself, figure out your motivations, figure out your true motivations, figure out your fundamental motivations, and you'll start going at it like there's no tomorrow. Because every moment will be magical. You will know that every moment is serving this greater purpose of making this world a better place. Thank you for listening, guys. A quite long one today. Well, that's cool. This is Chris signing off. You only lose when you stop.